Good morning.
早上好。
How are you this morning?
你今天早上怎么样？
I am so glad to be here.
我今天很高兴能够在这里。
But you know what? I'm not a preacher.
但是我并不是一个牧师。
But I am a teacher.
我是一个老师。
And so right now, what I'm going to do, the very first thing, is I'm going to give you a test.
所以我今天要做第一件事情就是要给你们考试。
The test is if you can tell me what this is.
这个考试就是让你猜这个是个什么东西。现在这个是什么呢？
What is it?
Duck.
That's
是只鸭子。现在变成一只鸭子了。
You see? All depends on how you look at it.
就是你从什么角度看就会有不同。
You know what? Things aren't always like they appear to be.
所以有些事情不是说就是表面看上去那么简单的。在生活中，所以我们常常要做的是什么呢？
Is look at things through God.
就是从神的眼光来看事情。
And today I want to tell you a story.
那今天我要给大家讲一个故事。
About a man in the New Testament.
这个故事讲的就是在新约里的一些人。
Can I move this?
Yeah, sure.
A man in the New Testament,
在新约当中有这么一些人
that wasn't looking at things quite right.
他们看问题的角度不对。
You see, his name was Onesimus.
这个里边他有一个人叫做
Can you say that? Onesimus. And Onesimus, his name meant profitable and useful.
他的名字叫做欧尼西姆，他的意思是什么呢？是很有，是很强盛，是很富足的意思。
But Onesimus was not real profitable or useful.
但是这个欧尼西姆其实并不是一个特别富裕、特别有用的人。
Okay. Things aren't always like they appear.
以为是挺好的，结果才发现并不怎么好用。
You see, Onesimus was a slave.
因为这个欧尼西姆他是一个奴隶。
And he was in the household of Philemon.
他是在腓利门家里做奴隶。
And Philemon was a good Christian man.
这个腓利门其实是一个很好的基督徒。
But Onesimus was jealous in his heart.
但是欧尼西姆他心里有那个嫉妒。
And he thought that his biggest two problems in the world were he was a slave and he was poor.
那所以他觉得他这个欧尼西姆他觉得他自己最大的问题是什么呢？就是因为他第一他是奴隶，第二他很穷。
And so he decided, I'm going to run away.
所以他就心里想怎么办？我要跑，我要逃跑。
I'm going to leave the house of Philemon and I'm going to go far away and I won't be a slave anymore.
我要从这个腓利门的家里逃走，跑得越远越好，再也不当奴隶了。
But he still didn't have any money.
可是跑了也没有钱呢。
So I think the Bible doesn't say for sure what he took. But he took things from Philemon.
所以我猜他跑的时候，虽然圣经上没有说，但是我猜他跑的时候，从这个腓利门家里还偷了一些东西。
And I think that day by day he would see things and he'd say, "Oh, Philemon doesn't need this. I'm going to take it."
所以可能他跑以前呢，就有时候在家里看到一些东西，想着，哎呀，这他这么有钱，缺一点这个没关系，我就把它拿走好了。
And he hid them away in his room.
他把他偷偷的藏起，把这些东西偷偷藏起来。
Now, I don't know if it was early in the morning,
我不知道是在清晨的时候呢,
or if it was late at night,
还是在半夜的时候。
But Onesimus got up,
但是阿尼西摩就,
and
decided
to leave.
然后呢,
and
就
he left the house of Philemon,
偷偷地溜出去,
and went to the huge city of Rome.
然后就离开了腓利门的家, 然后就到了这个非常大的这个罗马。
And he thought, this is so neat. I'm not a slave anymore. I'm free.
他这会儿可高兴了，我再也不是奴隶了，我现在自由了，想做什么都可以。
And I have all these things I can sell and I'll be rich.
然后我手里还有这些东西，我把它们都卖了，然后我就变得有钱了。
But what he didn't know,
但是他有一件事情不知道。
That his problem really wasn't,
其实他的问题
that he was a slave,
不是在于他是一个奴隶
or that he was poor.
或者说他没有钱
his real problem
他真正的问题是什么呢
was his heart.
是在他的心里
and did you know what? He took his heart with him.
你知道吗 他的心里带着是什么
and when he got to Rome, we don't know what happened. I don't know if he sold everything and then wasted his money.
我们也不知道他最后这些钱是这些东西是怎么了？是卖了呢？把钱都花光了呢？还是怎么样
？But anyway, is it still on? Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not used to these things.
对不起啊，我也不是很习惯带这个东西。
Okay. Okay, I'll just hold it.
Okay. 就在拿手里。
So when he got there, we don't know what happened. If he sold everything, but we know that his wicked heart caused him problems.
那我们不知道他是不是把钱把这些东西卖了，钱都挥霍光了，还是怎么样？但是我们知道的是，就是他这个心理的问题一直给他带来困扰麻烦。
And do you know how we know that?
知道我们为什么能知道有这会有他有这样的问题和困扰吗
？Because Onesimus ended up in prison again.
因为在后面圣经告诉我们，阿尼西谋在罗马的时候，最后被抓到监狱里去了。
He has done something wrong.
他一定是做了什么坏事情。
The police picked him up and put him in prison.
警察就来了，把他抓起来，然后丢在监狱里。
And he was alone again.
这个时候他又很孤单了。
Without any money.
手里也没有钱。
But do you know God's love is so great?
但是你知道吗？神的爱是那么的奇妙。
That in that prison there was another man.
在这个监狱里有另外一个人。
And he wasn't there because he had done something wrong.
他被关在那里，并不是因为他做了什么坏事情。
He was there because he was preaching the gospel to people.
他是因为在讲神的福音而被关起来的。
He was telling them that Jesus loved them, that he died on the cross, and that he arose again, that they could be free from sin.
他跟周围的人讲说，耶稣是死在十字架上，后来又从坟墓里复活了，他升天了，能让我们所有的人都得自由，能够进入天堂。
And Onesimus was listening to this.
就在那里，阿尼西谋也听到了他讲的这个福音。
And he thought,I wonder if that's really true.
他心里就在想，这是真的吗？
And he went and talked with Saint Paul.
所以他就去跟这个人，也就是我们知道的使徒保罗去说话。
And Paul told him, "Yes, it's true. Jesus loves you."
那保罗就跟他讲，是，这都是真的，耶稣是爱你的。
He died and arose again that you can be saved and have your heart transformed.
耶稣死了又复活了，这样的话你就能够得救，你的心就可以得到改变。
And you know what? Onesimus believed him.
你知道吗？阿尼西谋那个时候就相信了。
You see, Onesimus was so tired of running and having a sad heart.
因为阿尼西谋一辈子都是心里都很难过，然后一直都在躲藏，都在逃避，他实在是太累了。
That he wanted his heart made new.
他想要一颗新的心。
And Jesus met his need.
那在他有这个需要的时候，耶稣就来帮助他了。
And after he prayed with Paul,
他后来在跟保罗一起祷告。
He felt free, even though he was in prison.
他心里真的是感到的那个自由，虽然他人还在监狱里。
And he didn't care that he didn't have money.
然后没有钱也没有关系了，穷也不要紧。
Because Paul told him that God would take care of him.
因为保罗告诉他说神会照顾他。
But then,
可是这个时候呢？
Paul said, but you do have to go back to Philemon.
保罗跟他说你还是要回到你的主人腓利门那里去。
And Onesimus says, but if I go back to Philemon, I know what could happen.
可是你知道吗？对于一个逃跑的奴隶来说，如果他回到主人那里会发生什么事情？
People were allowed to kill the slave if he ran away.
那个时候主人是有权利处死那些逃跑的奴隶的。
But Paul told him, don't worry, God will go with you.
那保罗跟他说不要担心，神会和你在一起。
And so the day came when Onesimus was let out of prison.
那一天终于来临了，这个阿尼西谋被从监狱里放出来了。
And I imagine one thing he thought right away. I'm glad I'm out of prison.
那我想他肯定第一个想法是说，哎呀，好高兴，终于从监狱里出来了。
But I think he thought, but I'm a little bit afraid to go back to Philemon.
但是马上这个心就沉下来了，哎呀，要回到主人腓利门那里去，很担心。
But Paul brought him a letter.
但是保罗替他写了一封信。
And he said, when you get to Philemon's house, when you get to Onesimus, no, Philemon's house, you give him this letter.
那保罗就跟他说，带着这封信，等你回到腓利门家的时候，你就把这封信拿给他看。
And so he went.
那所以阿尼西摩就
上路了。And I imagine when he got to the house,
那我猜他到了这个腓利门家里的时候，
I imagine that he was shaking in his boots.
那肯定是心里也发颤，然后脚也发颤。
I think he was afraid to knock on that door.
那敲门的手大概都在抖。
But then he remembered, God is with me.
但这个时候他想起来说，神是跟他在一起的。
And so he went up and he knocked on the door.
所以就提起勇气来把门敲响了。
And can you imagine the surprise on Philemon's face
when
he opened the door?
那你能想象当腓利门发现是这个阿尼西谋回来的时候，他会有多惊诧吗？
He said, Onesimus.
说阿尼西摩。
He said, and Onesimus handed him the letter right away.
这个阿尼西摩赶快就把那封信递给他。
Before Onesimus could say another word, he just handed him the letter.
那这个在腓利门能说别的话之前，先把这个赶快塞给他。
And Philemon opened the letter.
那腓利门就把这封信打开来看。
And he began to read.
他在读这封写给他的信。
And I'm going to read you what he said.
那我也要来给你读一读这封信上说的是什么。
Philemon, verse 19.
在腓利门书第十八节。
Okay, and it said, he was talking to Philemon, and he said, if he has wronged you,or owes you anything, put it on my account.
保罗说他若亏负你或欠你什么都归在我的账上。
He said, I will take care of it.
我必偿还。
He said, I, Paul, have written this with my own hand.
这是我保罗亲笔写的。
And I will repay it.
我必偿还。
And he told him also,
他也这样跟他说
that he was to receive Onesimus as a brother.
他也要腓利门接纳阿尼西摩，就像接纳一个弟兄一样。
And do you know what he did?
你知道吗？腓利门真的就按保罗说的做了。
And Onesimus became a great help in the church of God.
然后后来阿尼西摩就成了神的教会里非常一个有力的同工。
He helped spread the message.
他帮助这个福音的这个传播。
And do you know what Paul said to Philemon?
你知道保罗对腓利门所说的话？
If he's wronged you in anything, put it on my account.
若他亏负你或欠你什么，归在我的账上。
Jesus says that to the Father today.
这个就像耶稣对父神所说的话一样。
He knows every one of us.
因为他知道我们当中的每一个人。
And no matter what we think our problem is,
不论我们以为我们的问题在哪里。
We have to realize that if there's sin in our heart, that's our biggest problem.
我们得知道我们的心里若是有罪，那个才是我们最大的问题。
And Jesus says to the Father, Father,
耶稣是这样对父神说的，父啊，
I love them.
我爱他们。
And if they've wronged you in any way, I've paid the price.
如果他们在什么事情上亏负你，我愿意归在我的账上。
And do you know what?
你知道吗？
There's nothing hidden from the Father today.
在神的眼里，没有任何事情是可以隐藏得住的。
He knows exactly what we think.
他知道我们想的是什么。
He knows exactly how we feel.
他也知道我们感受是怎样的。
And he knows exactly how to help us.
他也更知道该怎么帮助我们。
May the Lord bless you, and may you remember always that Jesus loves you, and that He is the answer to your problem.
愿主保佑你，也愿你知道说耶稣一直都爱你，他愿意成为你的问题的解决者。
Onesimus thought that money and freedom was the answer to his problem.
阿尼西摩本来以为这个金钱和自由是能够解决他问题的东西。
But it was Jesus that was the answer to his problem.
但是真正能解决他问题的是耶稣。
Do you know what? Onesimus started out sad.
你知道吗？阿尼西摩一开始是一个不开心的人。
And he ended up happy.
但是到故事的结尾的时候，他是一个很幸福的。
And God wants to give each of us happiness within our heart.
神愿意给我们每一个人心里面的幸福。
Okay. Thank you. Are you going to sing now?
Yeah.
And then, okay. And then afterward, I'll do the other.
看到家长们跟孩子坐在一起，我觉得很高兴哈。又回想到以前我们带着孩子做礼拜哈，我们是敬拜神，可以这样一起是很美的哈。那现在我们凡是有手的，看哪一只你比较灵活，然后有大拇指的那一只手举起来。比较灵活的手，然后有大拇指的 ，OK。好，现在，哎，我的翻译 ，please。我英文一直是不好的。
Raise your the hand that you use the most with your thumb.
OK， 好，现在如果我说上
，If I say up，
这是上，这是下
，down，
里
，inside，
指你的心，外
，outside，
好。里
inside
外
outside
上
up
下
down
里
inside
外
outside
上
up
下
down
上
up,
下
down,
里
inside,
外
outside
有动哈，手有动哈，你看
moving,
这个手好灵活哈。好，我们的歌词。
I
am 哦，对不起，我先用中文讲好了哈。我里里外外上上下下喜乐无比，为什么？耶稣。到我的心里洗干净了我的心，所以我里里外外上上下下喜乐无比。
Inside, outside, up and
down. Upright. In right.
In right.
Outright.
Outright. Upright. Downright.
Since Jesus Christ came and cleaned my heart from sin.洗净我的罪，所以
so, in right, all right, upright, downright,
happy all the time,
happy all the time,
喜乐无比哈。好，我们现在在找歌词哈，我们先听一下这个主旋律好吗？ came in and cleaned my heart from sin. I'm in right, upright, upright, downright, happy all the time. 我里里外外上上下下是龙。上上下下是
两个地，
自耶稣的心中接近了我的心。好，等一下，我们看中文的大声，英文的大声比赛哈。OK， 来，
我里里外外上下下快乐无比。
英文的来
，I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin,
I'm in right. 我看到你的手有没有 in right?Outright, downright, upright,
happy all the time. I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin.
听好话，念什么就比什么哈。I'm upright,
upright,
outright,
outright,
in right,
in right,
downright,
downright.
I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. Good. 我们继续，请我们的讲员。
Okay, we're going to try this again.
那我们就再来讲。
Sister Dorothy has asked me to talk with you about something that I am very passionate about.
那许师母跟我说的时候呢，她请我讲一个让我自己特别有热情、特别有激情的一个题目。
And I...wasn't raised in a Christian home.
我从小长大的环境并不是一个基督徒的家庭。
And so I knew nothing about this for a long, long time.
所以我小时候有很长时间根本就不知道关于圣经、关于神是怎么回事。
Until I was invited to a Christian home.
那直到有一次有人请我去他的家，那这个家庭是一个基督徒的家庭。
For a meal.
他们请我去吃饭。
And we ate and talked and laughed.
然后这个吃饭的时候大家就又聊天又讲笑话都很开心。
Something that we didn't do in our house.
我们家里人吃饭并不是这样子的。
And after we ate,
吃完饭之后呢,
the children got up,
然后这些孩子们就起来,
and took all their plates to the kitchen.
然后就把他们的那个空盘子拿到厨房去。
And so I did it too.
那我就跟他们学，也把我吃完用过的碗放到盘子厨房去。
And I thought we were finished.
我以为就完了，就这样子了。
But the kids said, "Oh no, we have to go back and sit down at the table."
那这个，他们就告诉我，不是的，我们还是要回到餐桌上继续坐下。
And I said, "What for?"
那去干嘛呀？我就问。
They said for family worship.
说他们就说我们要有一个家庭敬拜。
And I said, "What's family worship?"
我说什么叫做家庭敬拜呀？
And they said, "Oh, it's a neat time."
他们就说，哎呀，这个是一个很开心的时候。
We read the Bible.
我们一起来读圣经。
And talk about it.
然后一起来讨论。
And sometimes we read a Bible story.
然后有的时候是讲故事。
And we sing songs.
然后也会唱歌。
And we pray together.
然后我们还一起祷告。
And this was like a foreign language to me.
对我来说完全听不懂啊，就像外语一样。
Kind of like Chinese.
就有点跟中文有点像。
And so I thought, You're going to have to tell me what we're doing here.
那我就说, 那我一点都不知道, 你们得告诉我要做什么。
And they said, well, we do it every day.
他们说我们每天都是这样子的。
Sometimes it's in the morning, after breakfast.
有的时候是早饭之后。
Sometimes it's supper time, after supper.
有的时候是在晚饭以后。
And sometimes it's right before we go to bed.
有的时候是在, 睡觉之前。
But we take time every day to worship God together.
但是我们每天都会花一些时间来全家一起来敬拜神。
And I thought, oh, no wonder this feels so different.
我就想，原来是这样，怪不得在他们家的感觉真的是那么不一样。
God's presence was there.
就是因为神的同在就在那里。
And even as we went through family worship,
然后我就跟他们一起参加他们的家庭崇拜。
Some of the kids would look at their mom and say, Mom, I'm sorry I talked back to you.
那有些孩子就跟妈妈道歉说，对不起，我今天跟你顶嘴了。
So during the family worship,
所以在这个家庭崇拜的时候,
they made everything right with every member of the family.
那全家人就能够彼此原谅，然后再一次其乐融融。
And so from that day on,
所以从那一天开始,
I have been a believer in family worship. Why should we have family worship? What are the goals for your family? Well, I tell you what, one goal that I have and that family had and many others that I've been with since.
我可以跟你分享一下那个家庭和我现在自己并且有很多其他的家庭都有这样一个共同的目标。
Is found in 3 John chapter 4.
这个是在约翰三书第四章。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
约翰三书第四节，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这更大，比这个大的。Okay,
we need to have goals for our family.
我们要对我们的自己的家庭有一个目标。Do
you know why?
知道为什么吗？
Because Satan has goals for your family.
因为撒旦对你的家庭也有一个目标。
Because you know that we read in 1 Peter 5:8,
我们在这个约翰一书里读到过，彼得前书里读到过。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour.
彼得前书第5章第8节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And so that's why we need to have family worship.
这也就是为什么我们需要一个家庭崇拜。
Because the enemy is out to destroy our family.
因为我们的敌人是要来破坏我们家庭的。
We are so busy about so many things.
然后我们太忙于日常的生活了。
That we push Jesus and God to one side.
我们常常就把神和耶稣放到一边去了。
But we need to realize that it's God's command.
但是我们要记得是神命令我们这样做的。
That we train our families.
我们要训练我们的后代。
Now, the Bible doesn't say every day at 3 o'clock sit down and have family worship.
那圣经上并没有说每天下午三点钟全家要坐在一起来进行家庭崇拜。
But in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 7.
但是在生命记第六章。 This thing is not working.
It's not working for me. You're right. Okay.
Just have to hold on.
Okay, have to hold. Okay. You can tell I'm not used to doing this, can't you? Okay.
生命记第六章。 Deuteronomy 6, right?
Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7.
第六章第4节到第7节。
In my study Bible at home,
我在家里有一本研读版的圣经。
The title of this chapter,
这一章有一个题目
is a call to wholehearted commitment.
这个就叫做说呼召全新的这个委身。
Okay, do you want me to read it? Or do you just want to read it? Read it, okay. Verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel. And I like to say, Hear, O parents.
这里说的是以色列啊，你要听。我愿意把它翻译成父母们啊，你们要听。
The Lord our God is one Lord.
耶和华我们神是独一的主。
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And with all thy soul,
尽心尽性。
And with all thy might,
尽力。
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
And you shall teach them diligently to your children.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And you shall talk about them when you sit in your house.
无论你坐在家里。
And when you walk by the way.
行在路上。
And when you lie down.
躺下。
And when you rise up.
起来。都要谈论。
And so as you see, even though it doesn't say that the hour that you must have family worship,
所以我们看到虽然圣经上没有规定是具体什么时间要来家庭崇拜。
It tells you that you have a responsibility, first of all, to have your life in order.
但是圣经告诉我们我们有责任首先要把自己的生活过好。
That you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might.
我们自己要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And we know that even Jesus repeated this in the New Testament.
那我们都知道在新约的时候耶稣自己也重复了这一段圣经。
Mm-hmm. And notice the continuous nature of the instruction process.
那而且你 要注意到当他后面说到殷勤教训你的儿女的时候是接着前面 所说的你自己尽心尽力爱耶和华神然后把我所吩咐的话都要记在心上。这个是有一个连续的过程。
Uh-huh. It has to be consistent, step by step, and day by day.
也就是说我们的生命是一致的是一步一步来的是每一天都要这样进行的。
And we must teach, not only does God command it, but nothing that we teach our children will have such a positive, transformative effect on their character as the Word of God.
我们所能够教给孩子的没有一样能够像就是神的话那样能够对他们的生命产生能够改变的功效和能力。
Mm-hmm. And nothing we can teach them will equip them as well as scripture will.
而且我们所教给他们的东西没有一样能像神的话一样那么帮助他们能够装备面对生活。
And most importantly, we have to realize,
而且最重要的是我们要认识到这一点。
That nothing other than the Word of God,
没有任何事情能够像神的话那样
has the power to save them.
有这个能拯救他们的能力。
So, family worship is important.
所以这个家庭崇拜是非常重要的。
You know, I want to talk to you just for a minute from my heart.
你知道，我现在就真的是很想从心里对你这样讲。
I've been a teacher for 40 years.
我做老师已经做了40年。
And in my classrooms,
在我的课堂上
there were students who their family had family worship regularly.
那我的有一些学生他们家里是有这个常常是有家庭崇拜的。
And there were students that their families never had family worship.
那也有一些学生这个在家里从来没有这个家庭崇拜的习惯。
And when we would have Bible class,
所以当我们在学校里教圣经的时候
The word of God would speak.
那个我们讲的这些神的话会对那些孩子说话。
But the children would go home and they would have no support.
但是那些没有家庭崇拜的孩子就是在课堂上听了神的话回了家以后就失去了这个环境。
And that's why I feel it's of utmost importance.
所以我心里就觉得这真的是非常重要的。
That we take time.
我们在家里花时间。
Weekly.
每周。
Daily.
每天。
Once a month.
一个月一次。
What we need to do is think about where we want our family to go.
我们要先有一个目标，我们要先看到说我们想让我们的家庭最后成为一个什么样的样子。
Do we want them to really know the Word of God?
我们真的是想让他们知道神的话吗？
Do we want them to obey the Word of God?
我们想让他们遵循神的话吗？
Do we want them to love the Lord with all their heart?
我们想让他们全心的爱神的话吗？
If we do,
如果是这样的话，
we have to set the example.
那我们自己要首先成为这样的榜样。
We have to love the Lord.
我们自己要首先爱神。
And if we love the Lord,
如果我们真的爱的话，
we'll love our family.
我们就会用这样的爱来爱我们的家庭。
And some of you here today might say, yeah, but my family's all grown and gone.
那有的你们当中可能有些人会说，可是我现在孩子已经大了，无能为力了。
So is mine.
那我的孩子也已经都大了。
But Glenn and I have family worship every day.
但是我跟我的先生还是每天都有家庭崇拜的时间。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it brings glory to God.
因为我们这样做是能给神带来荣耀。
And because it draws us closer together.
而且帮助我们彼此能更亲近。
It helps us to understand each other.
也帮助我们彼此能够更了解。
And if we have a problem, we talk about it.
如果我们之间有问题的话，我们也能在这个时候来交谈。
And then we pray about it together.
然后我们也一起为这件事情祷告。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
God inhabits the praise of His children.
神就住在他的孩子的这种赞美和他的祷告中。
And when we serve Him and worship Him, and praise Him in worship, He's with us. He inhabits that right with us.
当我们来服侍他，当我们来赞美他，来祷告，来敬拜他的时候，他就在我们当中，就住在我们的祷告里。
And so, I want to encourage you.
所以我今天要鼓励大家
to go along with the title of the chapter, Deuteronomy 6.
真的是好好读《申命记》第六章。
A call to wholehearted commitment.
就像那个题目说的，呼求大家全心的委身和敬拜。
I want you to wholeheartedly determine today.
我希望你今天能够全心全意的下这个决心。
That you're going, if you don't have family worship, you're going to start it.
如果你以前没有这个家庭敬拜的时间，从现在就开始。
Maybe you won't start out having it every day.
也可能一开始并不是每天都可以。
But make up your mind, I'm going to start.
但是你先要下这个决心。
And follow your heart.
然后就一直坚持。
All right. We have something that is helpful to you. Well, you know what, before I do that, I'm leaving out a lot here. But I want to read some quotes to you.
我现在想给大家读一些这个
that have really, really helped me.
一些话，那些帮助我的一些名言。
The little decisions we make in life determine our destiny and perhaps the destiny of our children.
是那些生活中的小的选择最终决定了我们的命运，甚至我们的孩子的命运。
Do you know if you determine today I'm going to have family worship?
你知道，如果你今天就下决心说，我们从现在开始就要有家庭崇拜。
That will have eternal value on your child and on your family.
你知道这件事情对你的家庭、对你的孩子是会带来永恒的影响的。
Another thing I read recently.
那最近我还读到一个话。
That really struck my heart.
这件事真的让我觉得很震动。
If we don't teach our family godly principles,The world will teach them theirs.
如果我不把我自己的这些这个价值观，这个属神的这个价值观交给我们的孩子的话，这个世界就会把他们的价值观交给他们。
Do you know? Our families spend many hours among the world.
你知道吗？我们每天生活在这个世界上，有很多机会接触我们周围的这个世俗的东西。
And the world has a great influence.
而这个世俗的东西有很大的影响力。
And if we don't counteract that influence in the home,
如果我们不在家里主动的要想办法来这个对抗这种势力的话，
our family will adopt the principles of the world.
那他们就会很自然的接受这个世界的价值观。
And then, how many of you have ever heard of Charles Spurgeon?
你们当中有哪些人听到过斯布珍？
Okay, just a very few. But he made this statement.
他这样说。
All Christian men and women,
这个信主的这个弟兄姊妹们，
be thorough in what you do and know and teach.
不论你做什么，知道了认识什么或者教什么，都能够尽心尽力。
Let your families be trained in the fear of God.
训练你的家庭，然后对神有敬畏之心。
Be yourselves holiness unto the Lord.
自己首先在神面前要有圣洁的生活。
So shall you stand like a rock amid the surging waves of error.
所以在这个世界上的这种各种谬误和这种部署这个不认识神的世界上 你能够在这些风浪中你能像一个礁石一样。
And the ungodliness which rage around us.
因为我们一直处在这样的世界当中。
Okay, so you see, we have a responsibility.
所以你们看到了吗？我们是有责任的。
As parents.
作为父母。
As grandparents.
作为祖父母。
As aunts and uncles.
甚至作为叔叔阿姨。
To be the example before the world of what God wants us to be.
我们要在这个世界面前做神要我们做的那个榜样。
And so today, I brought something with me, and you have something here.
我今天带来一些小材料。
Down on the front bench, there are some books that we passed out to the children.
在前面这个位置上，你们可以来拿。
Okay, if someone could come and pass out those books to the children. Have all the children stand up.
小朋友们，请你们站起来。
The children should get one of each of those.
那每一个小朋友都应该拿到一份，就是我们带来的这个材料。
There are two different books.
是两本不同的，有两本不同的。
And while they're doing that, I will tell you a little bit about the book.
那他们在做这个的时候，我来给大家讲一下这个材料是什么的内容。
I think a while back, Benjamin McDowell was here.
那曾经前不久，这个 McDowell 在来到这里。
And he brought down some of the books, Engage Kids.
然后他就用这个书，然后给孩子们讲。
And your church has ordered Engage Kids for all the children.
所以我们教会就订了这些，给小朋友们订了这个书，叫做 Engage Kids.
But I would like to help you today as you look at the book.
那我今天想在你们看这个书的时候，
Okay. Do all the children have a book?
每个小朋友手里都有了吗？
Okay. Back there, there are a few boys.
你要是手里没有，就把手举起来，让他们能看见，知道你们没有。
Okay. You will be receiving this book. Every month,
你每个月都会拿到一本新的，这是一个杂志，像一个订阅的杂志一样。
And parents, I want to encourage you that it is a wonderful tool to use in your family worship.
那我想鼓励家长，就是这个，就是你可以在你的家庭崇拜的时候用。
In fact, you could probably begin by deciding one day a month I'm going to have family worship and we're going to use Engage Kids.
你可以用最基本的，就是你一个月一次，就用这个来做你的这个家庭崇拜的这个基础。
Engage Kids gives lots of information.
这里面有很多的信息。
There are stories inside.
里面有故事。
And you can read the stories with your child or have your child read the story to you.
你可以给他们读或者让他们读给你听。
And then there are activities that they can do as well.
这里边有一些小孩子能做的这个活动。
Each month there will be different activities.
每个月都不同。
And...On the back page, oh, there's always something about a missionary.
而且每一期都会有一个讲到宣教士的故事。
And so this is a way to awaken within your child the desire to tell others about Jesus.
这个是帮助孩子们让他们心里也有这个意愿去跟别人讲耶稣的事情。
As a matter of fact, in the issue that you got today,
你今天拿到的这一期
on the back page,
在后面封面封底的地方。
It encourages the children to take the book Jesus, my very, very best friend,
就鼓励小朋友们拿着这本书
and give it to a person that doesn't know Jesus.
把这个耶稣我最好的朋友这本书给一个不认识耶稣的小朋友。
And so we gave you this book as well.
所以今天拿到两本，一本就是这个杂志，一本就是耶稣我最好的朋友这本，是让小朋友给出去的。
So that every month there's an activity on the back for the children to do.
所以这个每个月它的这个封底都是有一个这种可以拿来行动的，让小朋友去做的事情。
And if they do the activity,
而且如果他们这样做了的话
they can write me.
他们可以写信给我。
My email is right here.
我的邮件就在下面。
And your name or your picture or whatever the activity is that week or that month will be put on Engage Kids Facebook and also in the World Update.
那你如果写信给我，把你照的照片也好，或者是你的名字也好，我们就会把它放在这个 Facebook 我们的这个账号下面。
But one important thing in the book
那这里面有一件很重要的事情
is the memory verse.
就是里面有一个这个背诵经节。
And as a family, you could memorize the verse.
你们可以全家一起来背诵这一节圣经。
And what the family that I learned about family worship from, what they did was they kept a chart.
那有的时候呢，这些家庭就做一个表格。
And when the children had learned so many verses,
如果他们这个孩子背了很多经节以后
they got a prize.
他们就可以得到一个奖品。
And usually it was going out to eat.
通常呢是会带他们出去吃好吃的。
Or going to the kids park.
有可能会去带他们去游乐园。
But there was a reward for memorizing God's word.
但是就是在背了经节以后你要给他们一个这个奖励。
We want them to hide God's word in their heart.
我们希望他们把神的话记在心里。
So that when problems come,
所以当问题来的时候
they have that in their mind and in their heart, and God can bring it to their memory.
他们就能想起来，神的话就能在他们的头脑里，在他们的心里，神就能够借着他来帮助。
And sometimes,
而且有的时候
the parents would have a race with the kids.
有的时候家长还可以跟孩子有个比赛
to see who could learn the verse first.
看谁能先把这个圣经经节记住。
And so using Engage Kids,
所以就使用这个 Engage Kids,
is a wonderful way to begin family worship.
是一个很好的办法能够帮助你开始家庭崇拜。
You'll have so much fun.And you will see the results. What are some of the results?
你知道吗？你既享受了乐趣，而且还能看到成果。
Okay, in 2 Timothy
是什么样的成果呢？在提摩太后书第一章。
We're just going to read one verse there. 2 Timothy 1, verse 5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Paul is writing to Timothy.
保罗给提摩太写信。
And he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which first was in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in you also.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Okay, one of the greatest benefits.
这样做的这个最大的好处。
A family worship.
就是有家庭崇拜的最大好处之一是什么？
Is to pass the truth on to the next generation.
就是把你所知道的真理传递给下一代。
That they can have the same faith that you have.
这样他们有能够和你一样有同样的信心。
But the one word here that always, always calls my attention is the unfeigned faith.
在这里面特别引起我注意的这句话就是这个无伪之信。
That means the faith that was not fake.
就是是真实的。
The real faith.
是一个不虚假的一个信仰。
And do you know what? Children are the best psychologists in the world.
你知道吗？孩子们其实都是世界上最厉害的心理学家。
They detect the real.
他们很容易就知道什么是真的，什么是假的。
And they detect the false.
他们一眼就能看穿。
We can't fool them.
我们骗不了他们的。
And so that's why in Deuteronomy it says, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might.
这也是为什么在生命记中讲到你要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
In order to pass on this faith to the others in our family,
我们想要把我们的信心传递给我们的下一代。
We have to possess it.
我们首先自己得有才能给得出去。
And we have to pass it on.
而且我们必须要把它传递下去。
Well, I want to thank you.
我想谢谢大家。
For the privilege of being here today.
让我今天能够在这里跟你们分享。
And I'm sorry that I am so careless with.
对不起，这个东西跟我就不配。
I might someday learn to use one of these.
也可能过以后我会好一些。
But I hope.That you remember more than a falling microphone.
我希望你们今天得到的不是说记忆中不是只有这个噼里啪啦一直掉的这个。
I hope you remember.
我希望你能够记得。
Your greatest responsibility.
你最大的责任。
Is to pass on to the next generation the truth of God's word.
是要把神的话这个真理传递给下一代。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神保佑，祝福大家。
现在换我考试。
现在it's my turn to give a test.
刚才老师说哪一本书是要送出去的
？Which book is the one that's to be give out? She just mentioned.You got two books. Which one is to be given out to others?
好，这一本。
This one.
这一本。好。是。好，放下来。
Good job.
给你30秒钟。
I'll give you 30 seconds.
30秒钟多不多？
Is that a lot?
很长吗？
Very long?
赶快想。
Think about it.
你要送给谁？
30 seconds long.
Okay. Close your eyes. 眼睛闭起来。开始想你要送给谁？
Think about the person that you're going to give the book to.
张开眼睛。
Now open your eyes.
想到人举手。
Raise your hand if you already have that person in mind.
哦，好棒，谢谢。好， Good. 请放下。好，如果你还没有想出来，继续的想。
If you haven't, you could think about it more.
或许你心里说，我才不给呢。
Maybe you think I don't want to.
给就没有啦。
Then I won't have one.
孩子从小就说我的，对不对
？Yeah, kids tend to say.
好，如果你给出去
，If you give it out,
去跟。玉川老师领另外一本
come over to, 玉川阿姨 she'll give you another one.
还加一份小礼物
plus a little gift for you.
听到了吗
after you give it.
继续想看你要给谁如果你要给好几本更好
if you want to give more, that's even better.
如果今天你听到老师讲的故事
after
然后你说
to,
我听进去了
the story and you understood
好小朋友跟我一起说阿们
Say amen if you understand.
好像只有这两位听进去，再一次来。阿门，什么意思？我真的是愿意。
What does it mean?
我跟你认同。
I am willing to agree with.
我们谢谢Mrs. Rife.
Thank you, Mrs. Rife.
谢谢 Mrs. Rife 给我们的这个信息，我觉得很棒哈啊，起码我是知道。我们的孩子们现在回家有事可做，爸爸妈妈领了一件任务，他们要背那本小册上的经文，然后爸爸妈妈可以跟他们一块学，这是可能就是家庭的一个敬拜的时间的一个开始。我觉得作为大孩子的话呢，我们每一个家长借着Mrs. Rife 的提醒呢，那我们作为父母呢有更大的挑战，就是在我们当前的这个世界呢，我们家里的电脑、手机，然后我们一家人聚集在一起的时间，然后一家人可以聚在一起唱一首赞美诗，或者来讨论圣经话语的时间就越来越少，所以很多的家庭可能都没有。所以借着今天我们的这个老姊妹的信息，也是祖母级的这样的一个姊妹的信息，那一个诚恳的话语来激励每个家庭，你要去征战，如果不去征战的话，你的儿女必定是被世界越来越吸引。